This video now is going to be entirely about riding this Vespa.
For morning, first really good weekend of the year. So I'm going to take my Vespa for a spin there this morning. I'll probably head over to Trim. It's nice, great morning for it. Here's my Vespa here. So I've got to get it out there. Bird's happy enough there, feeding away. Fabulous spring morning. Really fabulous. I gotta go and put my gear on now. And I just saw a YouTube video there the other day, or somewhere I read, put the mantra, all the gear, all the time. In other words, when you're riding a motorbike or a scooter, you should put on all the gear, all the time, no matter what the circumstances are. You can never be too careful. There's no point having gear, I suppose, if you're going to go out and take chances. Even on a beautiful morning like this morning, you might be tempted to do away with some element of your gear, given that, you know, it can be pretty warm, and the gear is very, very heavy. It's very good insofar as it's there to be protected, or protect your body and so on if you come off. And it's reinforced with, I don't know, some sort of metal or some sort of protective, maybe steel or something, I don't know what it is. But it does make it very, very heavy, and it can be uncomfortable, but you do get used to it. But my mantra is, and I accept the suggestion that I read, as I say, last week, or saw on a YouTube video, all the gear, all the time, no matter what. So, gotta go and put the gear on now.
This video now is going to be entirely about riding this Vespa and my experience of riding it so far, and my experience of riding a scooter. So obviously I come from a background of never ever having ridden a motorbike or a scooter in my life before I bought this. And I bought this on a sort of a whim, sort of an impulse. But on this occasion, a few weeks ago, as I was saying in the previous video, I was at a law society CPD, Continuous Professional Development course. And on a whim, I went down to the scooter place, Scooter Island on the Keys. And I got chatting to the lads there, and I ended up buying a Vespa. It was a kind of an impulsive decision. Having said that, I was thinking about it for some time before that, and I had done some research and had some idea of what I wanted. But I really just wanted a starter Vespa. 50cc. I had to get a 50cc because I had no license to ride a motorbike. So my motor car license allows me to drive. I ride a 50cc Vespa, so that's why I bought this one. Anyway, since I got it, I've really enjoyed riding it. And a lot of the time now, especially when the weather's getting better, I find myself coming home from work, and I have about a half an hour or thereabouts between going for my run and so on, which I do, and having my shower and making the dinner. There's a gap there of 30 minutes or thereabouts. And I now find myself going out on the Vespa. And one of the benefits, and I've been kind of studying this, well, not so much studying it, but observing online that other people who ride motorbikes and ride scooters and so on have spoken about the therapeutic or mental health benefits of riding their motorbike or their Vespa or their scooter or whatever they have. But there is something kind of therapeutic about it, because you go out up back roads or back lanes or whatever, between trees, hedgerows and so on, and the only thing you're focused on is your ride, and you are you're just focusing on that, and it's a good way, I find, to de-stress and relax after a day in the office and so on. But when I started first then as well, I was kind of, having never ridden one before and having never got any less than that, and initially then I would have been lacking in confidence and so on. Actually, I'd get used to it and get a bit better and get a bit more experienced and get a bit more confidence. And now I actually find myself motorbike for a newbie like me, and that's what I'm doing, buying a motorbike, whether I will or not, and I will probably give it another while. At some stage, progress, as it were, to a motorbike, and I'm doing it and so on, and trying to glean from other people's experience what they consider would be the best starter motorbike for a fella like me who would be coming to riding a scooter or a motorbike late in life and so on. But if you have any ideas or any suggestions based on knowledge or experience, whatever your experience, I'd be interested to see in the comments down below what you might recommend as a reasonable or sensible choice of a first motorbike. Obviously, people have been suggesting I should get a Harley-Davidson, I should get a BMW and so on, but that's nonsense in my view. I need to get what's suitable for me, suitable for my experience and my experience of riding the scooter. Obviously, it'll have to be accommodating to my budget as well. I'm not going to spend a fortune, but having said that, I will buy what I believe is the best. But I'd be interested if you have any opinions in the comments down below. Leave a comment and let me know what you might consider to be the best motorbike for a starter like me, a newbie, a novice. I'd be interested to see that. Good sense of independence, been able to get out on a beautiful morning like this now and travel maybe the back roads or main roads or whatever. It's more fun, I think, on it. It's more fun on the back roads because they tend to be sheltered and obviously probably less traffic as well, but I don't really care. A nuisance, and I was in the stick in the back roads, but now I don't really care. Pay motor tax and I'm entitled to be on the road. I'm going to go at my own speed and I'm going to drive carefully and so on, and hopefully won't come a cropper at any stage.